Any building that's 200 years old almost certainly has ghost stories associated with it, and Kodiak's Erskine House, the oldest building in Alaska, is no exception. KMXT's Jay Barrett has more.
Originally built by the Russian-American company as a warehouse, the Erskine House, also known as the Russian-American Magazine, now houses the Kodiak Historical Society's Baranof Museum. It may also be the home to the ghost of a man murdered in its kitchen. Pat Holmes, president of the Kodiak Historical Society, has long heard the stories of the ghost.
Some time ago, I don't recall exactly the date, there was we had a murder in the kitchen. Or not we, but a murder occurred. And Aleut Hunter had someone, he had been convinced that his wife, the cook, was having an affair with someone. And he looked in the window and saw the person sitting at the table for dinner with, and he just shot him. And evidently there was quite a wild chase and he was never found, although they found some remains that they thought it might have been him, but they didn't know. And of course the person that he suspected died. And so since then, a lot of the old timers in Kodiak think that there's a ghost in the building.
Yes, this was in 1890-something, long time ago.
That's Marion Johnson, who managed the Baranof Museum for over 25 years.
McIntyre was a Scottish gentleman that was the manager for the company that bought the furs, and he was sitting having lunch in the kitchen with an Englishman. I believe his name was Alan Seaton, who wrote a book about the event, and a Mr. Walk, who was a school teacher and also did maps, and there was a fourth man that I don't remember, but a disgruntled person on the outside shot, killed McIntyre, and wounded Mr. Walk's jaw. So Mr. Walk had to be taken to San Francisco for medical attention on a sailing ship that was at the dock.
Holmes says many unexplained events have occurred over the past 100 years, supporting the theory that McIntyre's ghost may still restlessly roam the halls of the old building.
A cousin of mine, she had been a volunteer here with Eunice Nethus and was working way late at night. She's up here working in the office, and then she heard the front door go like it opened and closed, and probably only the wind. And then she heard the stomp, stomp, creak, like someone came up the stairs. And she was so excited that her husband was home early in the middle of the week, called out, "Is that you, Wayne? Wayne, honey?" And no one answered. So she went to the door, opened it, looked out, and there was no one there. And she looked all over the building, and there was no one in the building. And after that, she never worked here at night.
Despite the decades she spent in the Erskine House, Johnson hasn't encountered McIntyre, but she too knows of folks who refuse to work there alone at night.
Well, I never was afraid of ghosts. I always kind of didn't. They didn't bother me. But I worked with a lady who was very afraid of ghosts and would not work here alone. And Eunice would speak about sometimes there was a ghost upstairs. But I think it's just a creaky wooden building. It might be fun to conjure up something, but no, we won't do that.
Holmes says despite all the remodeling that's been done on the Erskine House over the winter, none of the construction workers uncovered traces of McIntyre's ghost, but then again, they weren't working alone on dark and stormy nights. In Kodiak, I'm Jay Barrett.